Okay. I call this meeting of the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs to order at 5:06 PM on Thursday, October 16th in the Frankie Sulapapa Conference Room. Moving down to agenda item two, compliance with the open meeting law. This agenda was posted 3 full working days by 9 AM, both online at Nevada ASUN as well as at 4 locations on campus. This meeting is taking place on Thursday, October 16th, 25 at 5 p.m. in the Frankie Sulapapa Conference Room in the Joe Crowley Student Union. The Zoom link is available to the public and is posted on the agenda as well as online at ASUN. Agenda item three, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Wasi, Washo, Neue, Western Shoshone, Nubu, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Okay, moving to agenda number four, roll call. There is not currently a secretary, so I will call roll. It's not on the agenda because they told us to not put it on the agenda. Chair Kitch, present. Vice Chair Huang.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Present.
Senator Barbaj.
Present.
Senator Custer.
Present.
Quorum is present. Senator Lucchese, absence unexcused. What? He's not on the committee. Agenda item five, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on. Agenda item six, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to be adopted or approved right now. Skipping down to agenda item eight, old business for possible action. 8A is SR 93, resolution to request clarity on the role of PAC AI. This is a bill that we saw in part at our last meeting and we'll continue seeing now. Would we like to hear a brief presentation about the piece from the author?
Yes.
Okay. Chair Issa.
Thank you, Chair Kitch, members of the committee. We briefly saw this piece at the last ASA meeting. Since the original piece was introduced and killed in Senate, we had a meeting with Provost Thompson, and at that meeting we learned several new things about the PAC AI initiative, including that essentially PAC AI is not mandatory, it's just a kind of a certificate program which students who are interested in artificial intelligence can take and learn at their own leisure. It does not affect student fees in any way, and students' data is protected. And because of that, I would still like to also, I still want the Senate to vote on the piece because we made such a big deal about PAC AI, and I would like the Senate to request additional clarity in terms of providing continue public updates with regard to PAC AI, because during our conversation with Provost Thompson, they said that because artificial intelligence is evolving so much, then the PAC AI program will probably evolve with it, and whether that means any introduction of student fees in the future or anything of that sort, that may be a consequence of that. So in addition to that, we've also made several amendments at our last ASA meeting just to kind of get that refined language after the meeting in there. As of right now, I have, let's see how many amendments I need to make. I have 4 more amendments that I would like to make. So if anyone would like to have questions on those amendments, I believe Chair Kitch will make those amendments. I will of course help her, and there will be debate on each amendment if you have any questions for me. So that's my presentation.
Okay. Senator Custer?
Point of clarification. So is the current bill that's in there have these old amendments?
If that is correct.
Okay. Resolution.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so moving on to the Moving on to the proposed amendments from Senator Issa and Senator McAndrews. I will go through them and we'll go into discussion for each amendment and then either pass or not pass amendment. So, first amendment reads as follows in the whereas clause section of the piece. motion would be, I move to amend SR 93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas this resolution does not take a stance on the use of artificial intelligence or PAC AI itself, but rather emphasizes the importance of transparency and student awareness prior to implementation, and inserting it in its place, whereas this resolution does not take a position on the use of artificial intelligence, but instead seeks to highlight the academic and professional opportunities made available at the university. Moving in discussion, I'm seeking a motion to move in discussion period on this amendment, proposed amendment. Okay. I open the floor discussion on this amendment. Is there any discussion at this time? Senator Wong.
What? Which whereas clause is it?
The first one.
It's the
very first one.
It's the third one from the bottom. Okay. Whereas the resolution does not take a stance on the use of artificial intelligence or PAC AI itself. Okay. And it would be replaced with, whereas this resolution does not take a position on the use of artificial intelligence, but instead seeks to highlight the academic and professional opportunities made available by the university.
Could you repeat that?
Yes.
What it's replacing
it with?
It's in the agenda.
Further, after the bill, it's in the proposed amendments.
I'm saying the amendments are in the agenda, too.
Okay. Is that the
it's,
very bottom?
It's after the bill.
Yeah, so you can see
I know I talk quite fast sometimes.
Yeah, I'm just not seeing it.
Oh my gosh, are there different agendas?
What?
Maybe it's not on. Point of order. The one on ASUM's website has the correct agenda, which is the one we go by. The box is just for our records. So use the one on the ASUM website.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll get there right now.
The one on the box is just for our records. I don't think that.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. I thought I'd change that, but okay.
Potentially the link in the box is different, but that doesn't matter because the one in the public is the one that we're
using. Okay. Okay.
We're good then. We're locked in the
Okay. Is there any other points of discussion on this proposed amendment? No? Okay. Okay. Then I'm seeking a motion I move to amend SR 93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas this resolution does not take a stance on the use of artificial intelligence or PAC AI itself, but rather emphasizes the importance of transparency and student awareness prior to implementation, and inserting in its place, whereas this resolution does not take a position on the use of artificial intelligence, but instead seeks to highlight the academic and professional opportunities made available by the university through unanimous consent.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Bardwaj.
She
motioned
it. Sorry, I thought you were seeking a motion.
Without the motion. Is there any dissent at this time? Seeing no dissent, motion passes.
Did you make that to unanimous consent?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. The second amendment proposed by Senator Issa modifies the transparency clause. It moves to amend SR 93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas the ASU and Senate wishes to be informed on this issue in order to provide full transparency to the student body, and inserting in its place, whereas the ASU and Senate wishes to be informed on the implications of PAC AI in order to provide full awareness to the student body. I now put the floor discussion on this amendment. Is there any debate at this time? Seeing no debate, we'll move on to a motion. I move to amend SR 93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas the ASU and Senate wishes to be informed on this issue in order to provide full transparency to the student body, and inserting its place, whereas the ASU and Senate wishes to be informed on the implications of PAC AI in order to provide full awareness to the student body.
Second.
Through unanimous consent.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent this time? Seeing no dissent, the motion passes. Okay, next amendment. We are now in the be it resolved section of the piece. This motion moves to amend SR 93 by changing the first be it resolved clause to read, be resolved that the Associated Students of the University of Nevada formally request that University Administration provide a presentation to the Senate of the Associated Students regarding the implementation of PAC AI, including but not limited to its intended functions, impacts on academic platforms and curriculum, data usage policies, data protection and privacy, student support, resources, and effects on student fees. I'm now open to the floor discussion on this amendment. Is there discussion on this amendment? Or debate this time? Okay, seeing no debate, I move to amend SR93 by changing the first Be Resolved clause to read, be resolved that the Associated Students of the University of Nevada formally request that the University Administration provide a presentation to the Senate of the Associated Students regarding the implementation of PAC-AI, including but not limited to its intended functions, impacts on academic platforms and curriculum, data usage policies, data protection and privacy, student support, resources, and effects on student fees. Three names consent. Seconded by Senator Bardwaj. Is there any dissent this time? Seeing no dissent, the motion passes. Okay, the next proposed amendment reads, I move to amend SR93 by striking the second be it further resolved clause beginning that university administration provide a public announcement and inserting in its place, be it further resolved that the Associated Students of the University of Nevada formally request university administration to inform students of available opportunities, address potential concerns, and communicate their vision for how PAC-AI may support students in their future endeavors. I am now open for to debate on this amendment. Is there any debate at this time? Senator Bardwaj?
I'm not sure if it's a huge deal, but it says be it further resolved that the Associated Student of the
That is a good point. Can I just say students?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for noting that, though. Okay. Is there any further debate? Okay, seeing none, I move to amend SR93 by striking the second be it further resolved clause beginning that university administration provide a public announcement and inserting in its place, be it further resolved that the Associated Students of the University of Nevada formally request university administration to inform students of available opportunities, address potential concerns, and communicate their vision for how PAC-AI may support students in their future endeavors. Is there a second?
Second.
Through unanimous consent.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent. Seeing no dissent, motion passes. Okay. And the next proposed motion reads, I move to amend SR93 by striking the third be it further resolved clause beginning that ASUN urges the university administration to make this information available not only to student leadership through the end of that clause and inserting in its place, be it further resolved that ASUN urges university administration to provide continuing updates to student leadership throughout PAC-AI's rollout. I am now open for to discussion. Is there discussion on this amendment?
Point of information. Who made the second for the last amendment? Was it Custer?
I seconded the last
second for the very last one.
The
one right before this one.
He seconded.
Before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Oh, can you read
for
notes. Yes.
I think he did the
next
one.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, I haven't
been
about it. Sorry.
Okay. Is there any debate at this time? Seeing none, I move to amend SR93 by striking the third be it further resolved clause beginning that ASUN urges university administration to make this information available not only to student leadership through the end of that clause and inserting in its place, be it further resolved that ASUN urges university administration to provide continued updates to student leadership throughout PAC-AI's rollout. To unanimous consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Bolander. Any dissent? Motion passes. The last proposed amendment reads, I move to amend SR93 by striking the be it further resolved clause that the ASUN Senate requests that all of the above take place prior to conclusion of the fall 2025 semester to allow adequate time for student input. That's what it reads. Is there any debate or discussion this time? Senator Custer, then Senator Bolander.
Senator Custer, for the record. I was wondering, because you're taking that up, just saying you're just trying to get more time to. Because you're saying that they're probably won't have time to present to us. Can I
speak?
Yes.
That is correct. We are already almost done with the semester, and by the time this resolution actually passes, I feel though that we're giving them so little time for them to respond to the resolution that it's really unnecessary at this point.
Do you think it's possible to? You talk to them. Are they willing to do this sooner than later? I'm saying, like, they're not going to, like, be like, oh, okay, like, maybe we'll get to this soon. Do you think it's necessary to give a timeline, or do you think that they'll probably do it pretty quickly?
After speaking with the provost alongside Senator Kitch, it seems that they are very eager to want to clarify the information regarding PAC-AI to students. During our conversation, we mentioned the email and how it was so confusing to students, but to them, it was so exciting because this brand new concept that they were excited to roll out. So They also clarify that they are committed to helping students any way that they can. So I feel that by if we don't have a deadline, then it'll be perfectly fine because of the commitment they've been making to students so far.
I second what Zenarisa said. Awesome. I'm not concerned about him not coming to that team. It's
perfect.
Just a matter of time.
Since I was originally in there.
Thank you for the question. Senator Berliner, do you still have a vote point?
I yield.
Okay. With that being said, I move to, or is there any further debate this time? Okay. I move to amend SR 93 by striking the be it further resolved clause that the ASU and Senate request that all of the above take place prior to the conclusion of the fall 2025 semester to allow adequate time for student input through unanimous consent. Seconded by Senator Bardwaj. Is there any dissent? Motion passes. Yay! Okay.
Now we can vote on the.
Oh. Okay.
Now we can open the floor to debate on that full resolution.
Okay. I'm now opening the floor to debate on the full resolution. Is there any debate at this time? Senator Custer?
I was just gonna say, I think this is a great piece. I think that it's been thoroughly researched, thoroughly revised, and I think it's a good piece. So.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, any further debate? Okay, with that, I am seeking a motion to move to a vote.
To favor.
To vote.
To favor.
Oh, to favor, okay. Senator Wong?
I move to favorably approve SR 93.
Favorably recommend.
I move to favorably recommend SR 93, a resolution to request clarity on the rollout of PAC AI through unanimous consent.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Bardwaj. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, the motion passes. Yes. Wipe the sweat off your brow, bud.
3 months.
Okay, awesome. Moving on to agenda item 9, new business. Agenda item 9A is SR 93, resolution in support of the U of NEA's advocacy for student teacher compensation. With that being said, I would now like to move to a presentation from the author of the piece who is on Zoom. I'm gonna flip him around. Okay.
It's everybody.
It's my hair. Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Just let me know when to go.
You can.
Or chair kids.
You can start whenever.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So I'm at work right now, so I apologize. I would much rather be there in person, but we all have to make a bag. So I'm at work. This bill is basically just a resolution saying that we support the University of Nevada Education Association's advocacy efforts in terms of getting student teacher pay. As it's said in the resolution, a lot of the times when it comes to student teacher pay, every education student has the student teach to graduate. And this is time spent away from the university and spent in the classroom basically working for no pay. So a lot of students as well as a lot of faculty members believe that this is a wage theft. And so there's been a lot of efforts between the College of Education and the University of Nevada Education Association to advocate, whether that be at the university, the district, or even the state level for student teacher pay. The reason this is so significant that it's U of NEA specifically is because they're the Aspiring Educators Teachers Union chapter on campus. So this is a union on campus asking for support. And as a student myself and having meetings with multiple students, not just U of NEA members or officers, there is like a great need for student teacher pay in our state, in our district. Students cannot afford to go to school because they also try to tell us to not work while we're student teaching, to not have another job. That's also mentioned in the legislation as well, in the whereas clauses that they advocate for us not to take another job, and then they also advocate that that should be our sole focus while not paying us as student teachers in the classroom doing the same work basically as a teacher. So this bill doesn't have any like real actionable things for ASUN. It is just saying that we support these efforts and that we support helping students being paid for the work that they're doing and when they're pursuing their education. So this is mainly just for students in the College of Education and Human Development, but it's still something that we should support when it comes to advocating for people not having financial insecurity on campus, those kind of things. We wanna make sure that everybody has access to an equal and fair pay of a job. So while this doesn't create or ask for any ASUN funds to like create a program to do this, it's just simply showing our support from ASUN to these advocacy efforts. And hopefully in the next couple of years, having the district or the university create a program to pay our student teachers. But yeah, that's basically the bill. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Okay. Senator Huang?
So just for clarification, there isn't like a plan currently in place to get these students paid education opportunities or paid teaching opportunities, and it's more so just creating a resolution that states that we want to see this happen sometime in the future?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I may, Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. So there's a current plan with the Education Association. They're working closely with their chapter down in Vegas, and then they're also working, I think I have the permission to say this, but they're also working with an assembly member to bring forward a bill in the next legislative session to achieve this. So this resolution would contribute to that, showing that the associate students support these efforts. It's a very general bill because the issue is still very new and very, they're still developing a plan. So at this point, it would basically just be to support those advocacy efforts at this point. So there's kind of a plan, but not one where like ASUN would have to contribute dollars, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
Okay. Senator Custer?
Thank you so much for your presentation. My question is that have you, I'm just curious, it's related, but do you know if the Career Studio does any of this partnership for student teaching specifically, or is it only?
May I, Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Speaker Pro Tem Moss.
All the internships, all student teaching goes through the College of Education because it's an academic requirement. It is not a career or professional development opportunity. It's required for graduation, so they don't go through the Career Studio. There are some paid internship spots for student teachers in some schools, but they are so few and far between. And then also the college also discourages people from seeking those out in terms of for their student teaching, because there's something iffy with it. I'd have to get more information on that, but it all is through the College of Education, and the Career Studio isn't involved in student teaching.
Awesome, thank you, appreciate it.
Senator Bolander?
Hey, thanks for talking to us, Dylan. I just have a question on why education students, both elementary and secondary, are discouraged from seeking paid employment while, or teaching placements while student teaching.
That's a fantastic question, and I'm not completely sure about the official answer, but I know that part of it is because they want you to be focusing on your student teaching and focusing on what you're learning in the classroom. In the hopes that you get a job post-graduation teaching as a teacher. But they want you to focus, and they don't want your job to get in the way of your student teaching, as it's a university requirement for your degree. Sorry for the background noise. It's movie night at our work, so sorry if you hear Willy Wonka in the back. I forgot to say that at the beginning. They don't want a job to intersect with your student teaching. That's at least what I've been told. Because with, you know, like college jobs and those kind of things, scheduling can sometimes be all over the place. And you, as a student teacher, are in the classroom from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so they don't want a job to get in the way of that. And they want you in the classroom every day for the entire semester you're student teaching.
Okay. Gotcha.
Any further questions at this time? Okay. Thank you for your presentation, Senator Moss. Let me go back to the agenda.
Oh, okay. You know what? Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, of course. Okay? Senator Moss, you have one more question.
I got one more question, Dylan. I'm sorry. So what would raising awareness about the financial barriers faced by student teachers look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So this legislation would be used in those advocacy efforts like that of them bringing forward a bill in the next legislative session to create some form of funding. That would be what it would look like. It also applies pressure to our on-campus and off-campus partners like Washoe County School District and the leadership team of the College of Ed to start considering this a little more seriously. I'm not saying they're not considering it seriously right now, but this helps put the pressure on saying the student body supports everyone having access to a job. And mind you, these students, when they're student teaching, are barely on campus and they're expected to pay the same amount of tuition that every other student is expected to pay. And they're barely on campus. They're not really taking classes on campus. If they are, they're on campus very rarely because the focus is their student teaching. So this bill would, and raising awareness would mostly be there to show our support, put pressure on our on-campus and off-campus partners, and help with things like getting that piece of legislation in the next legislative session.
Okay, right on.
Cool. Any further questions? Okay. Thank you, Senator Moss. We'll now move into debate about the piece. Is there any points of discussion? Senator Huang?
I think this is a good piece. I do think it doesn't necessarily create any like actual things for us to do, which I think is also still fine. I think the more important thing is that it starts creating like an official paper trail for the people in the College of Education to do something more impactful, right? And I think that if we don't pass it, then we're just inhibiting their ability to do so. So I think we should definitely agree. Yeah.
Awesome. Any other points of debate? Senator Custer?
I fully agree.
Okay, cool. With that being said, I am seeking a motion to favorably recommend SR93, a resolution in support of the U of NEA's advocacy for student teacher compensation to the Senate of Associated Students. So moved by Senator Bardwaj. Is there any dissent?
Seeking a motion.
Should I read?
It just moves into a voice vote now.
I'm just going to make the motion. I am seeking a motion to favorably recommend SR93, a resolution in support of the U of NEA's advocacy for student teacher compensation to the Senate of the Associated Students through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Bardwaj. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Huang. Is there a dissent this time? Seeing no dissent, the motion passes. Yay. Okay. I don't know if Dylan heard that. Oh, there he goes. He's cheering on the screen. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Dylan. Okay. Moving back up to the agenda. Agenda item 9B, SR93, a resolution supporting transparency in the use of laboratory course fees. This is our last piece to discuss for today. Would the author of the piece like to give a brief presentation about the bill?
Sure, so this is pretty brief. Nothing crazy, like the resolution just kind of outlines some universities that are very competitive academically and explain what lab fees are used for. Most labs have an average of $34 per lab per credit, I think, and usually labs are one credit, so it would be nice if the college was able to indicate what those fees are used for. I spoke with the associate dean, and he said that in order to get the itemized receipt from admin, it would be very helpful and it would be expedited if there was a clear demonstration of the student body wanting that to happen, which is the purpose of the resolution. So similar to what Speaker Pro Tem Moss was getting at, nothing super actionable, but it definitely pushes the needle a little bit to get us more clarity on where those fees are allocated.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the author of the piece? Okay, seeing no questions. We will now move into discussion period. Is there any discussion about this piece?
Do I need the motion to amendments now? Or
you, anyone at the table can make amendments, but if you have any amendments you want to make, that would be during discussion, not questioning. I believe we're moving into questioning.
We already have.
We're in discussion. All right, you can make amendments.
Okay.
Senator Bogosh.
I move to amend SR93 resolution supporting transparency and use of laboratory course fees by striking lines, specifically 43 through 49, that sent it to the department chairs listed in the therefore be resolved clause through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Bolander.
Point of information.
Oh, where? What line?
43 through 49. Or, no, sorry, 45 through 51. I guess it should.
Take them out.
Yeah.
I'll remove the yellow.
Remake the
taking the chairs of the departments out because we, like, the USOP needs to be able to work out once he gets his hand of his hands on the resolution.
Okay. If you'd like to make a motion, yeah. Senator Barbosa.
I move to amend the resolution by striking the line specifically 45 through 51 that sent it to the department chairs listed in the last therefore be resolved clause through unanimous consent.
Sorry.
Seconded by Senator Custer. Okay, is there any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. Okay. Are there any further points of discussion or amendments at this time? Senator Barbosa?
I move to amend SR93, a resolution supporting transparency in the use of laboratory course fees by replacing the semicolon on page 4, line 54, with a period through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Custer. Any dissent? Okay, the motion passes. Is there any further, Senator Bardwash?
Last one. I move to amend SR93, a resolution supporting transparency in the use of laboratory course fees, by striking the be it further resolved clause that reads as follows: that departments be encouraged to present an overview of these allocations in a college-wide student forum or similar venue, thereby strengthening a culture of transparency, celebrating the college's ongoing investment in student success, and reinforcing the partnership between faculty, administration, and students. That begins in line 35.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Bolander. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, the motion passes. Okay. Is there any further discussion or amendments to this piece?
Point of clarification. So you should write 35 through 38.
Yes.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, Senator Huang.
Okay, I'll say a little bit. I like this piece a lot, and I think he's done his outreach. I think it's well-researched, and it makes a lot of sense, especially if they want this piece to create more action and be more transparent about that piece. I don't think we should fail it for any reason. I think he's covered all his bases. I think this is a great piece we should pass in the report.
Thank you. Okay, any further points of discussion?
Motion to previous question.
Thank you, Senator Bolander. I am seeking a motion to favorably recommend SR93 resolution support.
You have to move on the motion.
Oh my gosh. Oh no, I just messed that up, didn't I?
Wait, would it be a name call vote?
On motion questions.
Okay.
Oh, a voice vote.
Okay, can I call, when I call the names?
You just call it
a voice vote.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's applause.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, motion. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No abstentions? Okay. With that. Motion to previous question?
It's passed.
The motion is passed. Okay. That is favorably recommended.
No,
it's not.
Yeah. That is motion to
previous
question.
No, you're good. Okay. I'm seeking a motion to favorably recommend.
We already moved to previous questions, so now we vote to favorably recommend the piece.
Yeah.
Okay. I am seeking a vote.
In favor of the piece, please say aye.
All those in favor of the piece, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. Abstentions, oy. Seeing none, the motion passes.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay.
Awesome. Okay, you're good. Moving on to agenda item 9C, liaison adoptions and changes. As I've listed on the agenda, we currently do have a couple of open liaison positions. However, I would like to hold off a bit. If I will not stop anyone on this committee from taking on two liaisons. However, given that we do not have a full Senate and we are not a full committee, I would like to hold off a little bit until we have a few more members. I will email all of these liaisons myself and say, hey, this is where we're at. Give us some wiggle room, please. And take on those liaison adoptions per Senate rules. With that being said, are there any, does anyone have a report today from their liaison positions that they'd like to share? Okay. Seeing no report, or, oh, Senator Juan?
Okay, I'll just say I'm meeting with Jason McGill of Residential Housing Association next Wednesday morning. And also I've been going to RHA Executive Council meetings every Tuesday from 6 to 7, and they've been doing a lot of stuff. So they're gonna be at the homecoming parade. They've been putting out a bunch of events around campus. Nothing that's that crazy, but that's pretty much it.
Thank you. Senator Custer?
And then I have also a meeting with the Director of Admissions and Records next week as well to talk to them again. So scheduling the date on that, so if I reach out, they're willing to be here to find out.
Thank you. I'll give my report, I guess. I'm also meeting with Provost Thompson next week per my liaison with his office. I think it'll be a very full meeting given the recent pieces. So yeah, word of that. Okay, any other reports this time? Okay, moving on to agenda item 10, Senate reports. Skipping down to agenda item 11, public comment. Seeing none.
Actually, sure.
Senator Issa?
Yeah, Senator Issa, for the record, I just want to say thank you for passing the PAC-AI piece. It's only been 2 months since it was rewritten. I just realized on the agenda that Faculty Senate is open. I just wanted to let the committee know that I kind of already am a liaison to Faculty Senate. I was appointed by Carmita to the Campus Affairs Committee. And because I can be here Thursdays at 5 p.m., I'll probably join the committee next meeting. So, yeah.
Wow.
And I'll take that liaison position if it's still open. So that's it.
Yay.
Is there any other further public comment at this time? Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs on Thursday, October 16th at 5:43 p.m. Just for joining.
My fifth?
Who cares? Don't ask him that.
Just don't drop my
shit. Just don't ask him that.
Oversight.
Just don't drop my shit.
Security.
Oh, yeah. How many are you at right now? Are you at 5?
We got a good jump.
We're at 6. This is 6.
Do extra.
If any of you guys want to talk about the honors thing right now, I will show it to you also.
Oh, yes. Just like forward me one of those emails.
Yeah,
and then where do you get the listservs?
So basically, I don't post it. I don't email to anybody. I post it. Oh, this is actually the wrong campus page. So I have TA access on the honors record, which I post it. So I could like open it for comments if I wanted to, which I don't do.
For what?
Like the honors announcements.
Oh, you make like Canvas messages.
Yeah. So I put it on here. So, and there's something that we've talked, Senator Barber had actually asked me about this a little bit ago, about putting this on like the ASUN Canvas page, which I'd be down to do if these damn like pre-timed posts. Okay.
The thing about it though is I like Canvas because
it's just
like
if you want to skim it or read, and I can also copy and paste, but like I write like.
Yeah.
Darn. Yeah.
Okay, well.
I can also email you this, but like
do
I keep like.
Do you have access to it? The ASUN Canvas?
You make notes.
I don't think I have.
But it wouldn't be all students.
I keep two open documents during
the
meetings. I have one for notes and one for like. Okay.
Yeah, I thought I was in it before.
For example.
I like with the agenda on.
Yeah, well, because I have like agenda open and then I'll have like. ASU and honors running doc, and like I'll take pieces around and move them home co events, like really have more details, that kind of thing, going to bills, like just 14 pages there. Like that kind of thing. So like I'll take notes during Senate, like what I want to hit on, and then I write it the next day.
Sorry,
what? Wow. So if you do want help with that kind of thing, I'm down. So I do it through here. I don't have a list of like honor students. If I wanted to find one, I could, but I just do on here because it sends up an email anyways. If how easy to access, like accessible, is the oh my god, the recording's still going. How accessible is the